Dirty Projectors have a new album, Swing Low Magellan, their follow-up to the very popular and well-received 2009 album, Bit of Orca. That album was the most accessible of the band's career, and today we'll talk with singer Amber Kaufman and mastermind of Dirty Projectors, Dave Longstreth, after this performance of the new song called The Socialites. That is Socialites, a live version of the song you may know from Swing Low Magellan, as Dirty Projectors join us today on the World Cafe. And we are very happy that David Longstreth and Amber Kaufman have joined us. This time, perhaps you didn't lean so much in working on the arrangements or how the entire album would flow together so much as that, or maybe working on harmonies. These things that have all been very important in the past, but it's kind of weird to say, but you kind of worked on songwriting. And why was this a why did that come up at this time?
Yeah. I think there's, on a personal level, a lot of the things that I've done before tend to be these like bigger, you know, these bigger ideas, these kind of LP length or LP size stories or concepts or something like that. And I guess I got super into basically just Bob Dylan and like Lil Wayne, you know, and just getting super into what you could do in 3.5 minutes, what you can do in a song. And so it became about just, I guess, just compressing things and just trying to tell a whole story in a song and then do that again and again and again. So that was one thing. And then the other thing, just, I feel like, there's so much music that is about the arrangement. It's about the texture. It's about just the kind of, the surface of it, and to do something that was actually just about the most primitive, outdated definition of a song, like music and lyrics, you know, actually felt, you know, weirdly thrilling.
Amber, here's sort of a question for you. David, you're well known as kind of, these are your songs and you kind of control what goes where in the arrangements and things like that. But who do you participate in the final say of what the album will be, what those 12 songs are? Or is David, is it finally your choice?
I mean, I think that ultimately it's up to Dave, but he definitely like will consult, you know, all of his closest peeps. Me being one of them.
Amber makes some pretty strong cases.
And I can be very opinionated and passionate about, you know, an instinct. So I definitely will weigh in heavily.
It's true.
The first single, the first song we heard, Gun Has No Trigger, it's a really great song, but every time that chorus, that line rolls around, I start thinking that, God, this is like an image in a dream I would have of being totally ineffective, and here I go to do something and it doesn't work. Do dreams or anything like that figure at all in your lyric writing?
Not explicitly. Like, I woke up and this is the image that, no, not really. But I guess some of the images are kind of surreal. The idea of a gun having no trigger, yeah, just as an emblem of, these crises that as a culture we don't seem to really be able to rally around and do anything about.
It's a great song. This is Gun Has No Trigger.
Seen them.
We're hearing live versions of tunes from Swing Low Magellan from Dirty Projectors, who are out on tour right now. And one of my favorite things on here is when I see on our list, which is Dance For You. I love this song. And obviously when you're doing songs, the challenge is getting these great melodies, which you've always written, and you certainly are all over this record, combined with lyrics. And songs, completely different animal than any other kind of thing. You can have a lyric that just pops up in a song, and you don't know what it means, but it just works. And I have to tell you, Boogie Down Gargoyle Streets on Dance For You slays me.
Oh, that's awesome. I don't know where that lyric came from. It just kind of popped out. I don't know. Yeah, the lyrics for that one, a bunch of the lyrics actually, like, it takes a real long time to figure out what a melody, like, what kind of lyrics a melody wants. But then once you get it, it just happens pretty quickly.
Well, this is a great song. This is Dance For You. New Dirty Projectors, another one from Swing Low Magellan, that is Dance For You. And we have time for one more. Anything we should know about See What She's Singing?
Well, this is another one of these songs that started out just as a beat. sometimes when I was just writing song, you know, I was just writing songs, and I would kind of, I get the feeling that like I run out of melodies, and I would just like sit on the couch and just like not really be able to coming up with anything other than just like a rewrite of California Girls or Teenage Dream or something. And when that happened, I would just try to write some or make some beats. And, you know, I'd make like 30 or 40 beats and two of them would be good. But this was one of the beats that I really liked. And then the song kind of came out of that. But yeah, the song, I don't know, it's kind of a love song. It's just, it's about this idea of like actually feeling understood, or you feeling like you can understand another person in a deep way.
See what she's saying. See what she's seeing, finishing up our set today from Dirty Projectors. David Longstreth and Amber Kaufman, thank you all so much for hanging out
thank
a bit.
You.
Thanks for having us.
We shall be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.